Blog Talk Radio.
Deliverance from sin and its consequences. We want deliverance from whatever sin we have committed. I have turned to Numbers 34, verse 1. Let's read it and see what the Lord says there. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, say unto them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coast thereof. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along the coast of Edom, and the south borders shall be the utmost coast of the salt sea eastward. And your border shall turn from the south to ascent of Arakim and pass on to Zin, and among forth thereof shall from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and shall go on to Hazar Adad, and pass to Azon. I have read to you chapter 34, verses 1 through 4. Kedushi. And I will encourage you to read those verses or that verse for yourself. That is giving us the borders of our land in Israel. Most of you do not know that we Black Americans are the children of Judah. And our mother is Jacob's wife from, her name was Leah. the one that was hated. But she had a slow eye, but she was beautiful. So that's news that you may not have known that I'm giving to you. I hope you will understand it and take it at heart. Read it for yourself. It's in this book of Genesis that I have started reading to you, I don't know when, maybe 3 or 4 weeks or a month, 2 or 3 months ago. We are at Genesis chapter 30. But let me give you the 12 names of, he had 12 sons. And I want you to know that his children were by Leah and Rachel, as well as their maidservants. Their maidservants were Bilhah and Zilpah. They are, his sons were Judah, and we are Judah, his children. America brought us as slaves here. And it talks about it in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, where it says that no person would get us free like we were bond men and women. And, you know, so we were made slaves. But his children are Judah, again, that's us, if you don't know, Benjamin, Levi, the Haitian, who fought back, and we should have too. Then Ephraim, Manasseh, that's the Cuban. Ephraim is the Puerto Ricans. Simeon, they are the Dominicans. Zebulun, the Guatemalan and Panama, the Mayans. Judah, American Indians. Reuben, the Seminole Indians. Asher, Colombia and Uruguay. They are the Aztecs, or the Incas. Issachar, those are the Mexicans. And Naphtali, they are Argentina and Chile. Excuse me, sheep. I have belched. Oh, Lord. I guess I am learning something. It seems like whenever I tell you sheep something, I have to start belching. And that's just what I want you to know. So you know that we ask for salvation. Let us have a little prayer. Let's go to our Father. Our Father in heaven, let's give him thanks and praise him. Thank you for this day and every day. Thank you for awakening us up this morning and keeping us safe from Satan, better known as the devil. Thank you for protecting us from bad inclement weather. Thank you for allowing us to keep our right sane minds, as well as providing us with good health. Although Satan is attacking us and making us sometimes feel bad, but we thank you because we know that you are the giver of good health. And bless us, Father, with prosperity and love. Shorters, give us back Detroit's leadership and Detroit's assets, those assets that have been taken or, I say, stolen from us, in your surest name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Health and good wealth to everyone. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. You are to keep the Sabbath day holy. Remember, that's the only day in the Bible that tells you in the Ten Commandments. That's found in Exodus chapter 20. You're supposed to keep it holy. You read it for yourselves. And I want you sheep and those who are not sheep who have taken the time out of their busy schedule to listen to what I have to say. I want you to have your three P's ready and handy, that they are your pen, paper, and pencil. I want you to jot down some of the things that I may say to you that you might want to remember at a later day. And don't you just love Lionel Richie for singing that song? God blessed his mind and his voice to sing that wonderful song, Jesus is Love. See, I want you to remember these. Remember the Sabbath day, and I am going to tell you the other days that you are to remember. They are found in Leviticus, that's spelled Leviticus. And the Sabbath day, that's the first one you're supposed to celebrate. And these are the festival of our Father in heaven. The Passover, and that's where a lamb is sacrificed and his blood is placed over the doorposts of the houses that were in Egypt. We were slaves over in Egypt too. That's what our Bible teaches us. Also, remember the feast of an unleavened bread? Well, that was March the 31st through April the 6th. Then we had the Day of Pentecost. That was on May the 20th. And that is the small harvest, the celebration of the small harvest. Following 50 days after that is the Feast of Trumpets. And that was on, that is coming. That will be on September the 10th, followed by the Day of Pentecost. That will be on September the 30th. And what you're supposed to do, that's a day of fasting and repentance. It's also known as Yom Kippur. Following that, and that will be on September the 19th, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles. That's a seven-day celebration of the great fall harvest. And that is on September the 24th through the 30th. Following that will be the last great day, which is the eighth day is considered a separate feast. And you'll find that in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 36 through 39. And that is on October the 1st. So those are the feast days. You'll find it in Leviticus chapter 23, where I may not have read it well enough to you, but you'll find those days. Now, I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 30. And that's where I will start reading to you sheep and others who are listening. I have read to you beforehand chapter 29 and all those that follow. So I have read those to you before. And now I am on chapter 30. And if our Father in heaven gives me enough strength, I will also read to you 31, chapter 31. And it says, it reads as follows. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children, I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead? Who has withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? So he's saying, am I God instead of God who has held the fruit from you getting pregnant? That's what he's saying to me. God has to give her the ability to have children. Verse number 3, and she said, behold, my babe Bilhah, go into her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah for his maid, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in unto her. Well, I'm thinking that made Jacob happy. What woman who wanted her man to have another woman in her face? Many of them. I know I would not. And Rachel said, God has judged me and has also heard my voice and has given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. Well, Jacob was really going back to Bilhah, her maid. He just didn't go back one time. He went back again and probably again and again and again after that. Just said, with great wrestling. So she was struggling in her mind. Have I wrestled or struggled with my sister? And I have prevailed. To prevail means to win. And she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had been left barren, she took Zilpah, her handmaid, and gave her to Jacob to wife. So Jacob should have been really happy. He was having 4 women. He was having Rachel as well as Leah and the handmaid Bilhah as well as Zilpah. And Zilpah, verse 10, and Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Jacob said, a troop commanded, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. He was going back and forth between all 4 of those women, the way I see it. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will be called blessed. And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the day of the wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, pray thee, thy son's mandrake. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that you have taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my son's mandrake? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrake. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "Thou must come in unto me, for surely I have heard thee with my son's mandrake." And he lay with her that night, and God hearkened means to listen unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, "God has given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, "God has endowed me with a good dowry." And a dowry is like a gift. "Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she said, "His name is Zebulun," to which she bare a daughter, and called her name Diana. So Leah was the only woman to bear him a daughter. And his daughter's name, if you can remember, is Diana. Verse 22, "And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her," that is, he listened to her, "and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son, and said, 'God has hearkened, has taken away my reproach.'" Means here in another Bible I read, reproach means her disgrace. "He has not taken away from us, because we have not followed him to this day. Our foreparents did not, and we went into slavery. We're still slaves here in America. It's just that some of you, many of you, do not know that. We still are. Look at how what's happening in the borders of our country. A certain group of people, this is God's Father's land. We are to be happy. Well, what is it? This is land. What God owns all the land, not just some of it, but he owns it all. And I forget trying to come to mind, but I'm not able to remember it right now. What is it? This is the Lord's land. I forget. This is God's land. And no one should be telling anyone who rules this person or that person, "And you can't come into this land. You were a foreigner once before, and you came into this land and then hired slaves, us from our land. And our father is going to put us back." Father, I forgot where I was. I think I was at verse 13. "And Leah said, 'Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed.'" Well, no, I remember I was a little bit further. Our father had taken away her reproach. Verse 24, I should say, "And she called his name Joseph and said, 'The Lord shall add to me another son.' And it came to pass, when Rachel bore Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, 'Send me away,'" and said unto Laban, "'Send me away, that I may go unto my own place.'" and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, whom I have served you, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done for thee. And Laban said unto him, I will pay thee if I have found favor in your eyes, in thy eyes, tarry, that means stay, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and thy cattle was with me. It was little which thou hast before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude, and the Lord has blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide my own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again be and keep thy flock, pass through all the flock today, moving from thence, that place, that means, thence means from there, all the speckled and spotted cattle and all the brown cattle among the sheep and the spotted and the speckled among the goat, and of which shall be my hire, and shall my righteousness, now, excuse me, I'm going to read verse 30, and shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled or spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold these, look, I would it might be according to thy word, according to your word. Thou means your word. Verse 35, and he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-necked. And ring-neck means like a spotted or a calf that has spots on it. And he let me read verse 35. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-necked and spotted, and all that she-goats that were spotted, that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep. And he gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob. And Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. And Jacob him rods of green poplar, and that's like branches, and of hazel, and of the chestnut tree, and peel white streaks of them, and he made the white appear which was in the rods, And he set forth the rods which had peeled, which he peeled before the flock in the gutters in the water trough when the flock came to drink, and they should conceive when they came to drink. Verse 39, and the flock conceived before the rod and brought forth ring-necked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flock towards the ring-necks and all the brown in the flock. Let me read verse 40 again. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flock toward the ring neck and the brown, and the flock of Laban, his own flocks, by themselves. And he put them in, not unto Laban's cattle. Verse 41. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did not conceive, Jacob laid the rod before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, and they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, feeble means weak, them not in. So the feebler were Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camel and asses. Answers here mean donkeys. That is the end of the reading. I hope all you sheep who are listening and those who are not sheep understood Genesis chapter 30. Now I plan to start reading until it's time for me to go off the air. Chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31 said, and he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all that this glory. Excuse me. Oh, Lord, help me. Let me read verse 1 of chapter 31 to your hearing, for your hearing again. And hopefully I will read it better and not get strangled. I tell you, the devil is always messing with me. If it's not one thing, it is another. Chapter 31 of Genesis, verse 1. Excuse me, see, he's making me cough and get strangled at the same time. It reads, and he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all this glory. Verse 2. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban. The countenance is his facial expression. That is Laban's facial expression. And behold means look. It was not towards him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy father and to the kindred, I will be with thee. I think I read verse number 3 wrong. I'm going to stop at verse number 3. Let me put a circle here so I will know to come back to Genesis chapter 31, verse 3. I will start reading that for your hearing next week. What I am going to do right now is have a closing word of prayer for your hearing. Plus, I want to tell you a few other things before I go off the air. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection day and night from the evil one, better known as Satan, and his cohort. They are known as what, Satan imps? Thank you for protecting us again day and night from them, as well as keeping them away from us forever, and putting us back in our land that we are supposed to be in. And they will find, I want these sheep to read Genesis 15. It will tell you where our land is to be. Read all of it for yourself. And then I want you to read, before I say that, I will tell you to read in Deuteronomy. In fact, I would probably turn there myself. I'm saying a closing prayer. And Father, thank you for protecting us from the evil one. As in James chapter 4 in verse 15, if it is the Lord's will, I shall be with you. Come on Friday as well as on Tuesday. Friday evenings, I come on at 5 o'clock when the Sabbath day began. It tells you, read in Genesis chapter 1, I think 1 or 2, that evening starts the new day, the new dawn. So, and I tried to read that and explain that to you one time before. Again, here what I want you sheep to do is, if you're looking for some place to go on Saturday, I usually go to this one, the House of Jacob, whenever I can. And that's at 16145 Hamilton Avenue in Highland Park, Michigan. The other churches are that you'll find open on Saturday. Those churches that are open on Saturday, they are following God's command. Man's made Sunday for you to go to church on. That was, you're not supposed to go on Sundays. The Sabbath is today that you're supposed to go. Hope Community Church, you'll find that at 14456 East Jefferson, Detroit, Michigan, 42414. And then Conan Gardens Church, you'll find that at 18801 Joseph Campo, Detroit, 42134. Then City Temple Adventist Church, you'll find that at 8816 Grand River. Also, Burns Seventh-day Adventist Church. That was the last church that I joined. it's at 10125 East Warren, Michigan. And those are Seventh-day Adventist churches that I have named you. And what you do are to go to church on Saturday. It doesn't tell you to go to church on Sunday. That was when I was in school about it. I can't remember his name right now. We're not supposed to go there on Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. We are supposed to go the seventh day of the week. Well, see, God loves you, and so do I. If you will, I ask you to go to Amazon and purchase my three books. None of you have done that. I suppose that many of you who listen to my program are white folks and don't want to go there. Most of you black folks don't go to Amazon to purchase my books. I have three books for you to buy. They are called Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant. Two other books I'm finishing now, and I hope to put them on shortly. I want you to purchase. They're all under, they're about $10 each. I want you to get those. You will enjoy reading those. Read them together, husband and wife. And your children, grandchildren. God loves you, you know that. And I love you too, because I'm following His word.
Father,
He gave me that assignment, and I'm trying to be.
Help your children
like He told me.
And don't let them fall.
Remember,
by the side
to read
of the road.
31. And listen to this song.
To love one another.
It's
and
a great song.
Heaven might find a place in their heart. Cause Jesus is love.
Listen to my program Friday at
5 o'clock. And
I know I will read chapter 31. If I can read more, I will.
Forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.
Save us from sin.
Lift up our heart to be thankful. Jesus.